My mother once told me that you'll know that you're getting old when everybody around you becomes silent in their steps. And I used to look at her and say, I don't understand what it is that you're talking about. And she says, that word, that D word. D word? Mom, if you're going to get into my head and heart, you can't leave me in a state of assumption. The D word? You mean don't, did, do? I'm at a loss of words. And then I realized my mother couldn't say that word, death. She couldn't say it. She didn't want to deal with it. She didn't want to put it face to face with the situations that we move forward with. What my mother wanted to say was, you know you're getting older when the people around you begin to grow into a different atmosphere. They get to graduate from this position that we think we know into a place that some people call the eternal peace. But then there are those that would say, I got to get out of here. This is going to be about religion. But really, it's not going to be. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. Now, today, I'm reading from Friday, April 22nd, 2016. And today's date is April 19th, 2018. So almost a full 2 years have gone by. Well, on the 21st of April in 2016, the world of music lost Prince. What I love most about being a daily writer is that I can page back into these places of just jotting down thoughts, and I can learn from where I once stood and not compare it to where I am today, but rather to find out if I even learned anything from that day to this day. Not comparison, because I'm always the student. I'm always willing to learn how to grow forward and outward. But on this particular day, which was the day after we lost Prince, I did write, you don't know how important an artist is in your life until the fork in the road. You can buy their music, see them in concert, speak openly of the memories, even complain about not getting anything new. Then one day, word reaches you of how the silence you're about to hear will now be contained in a capsule called a memory. The destination of a thought and how it reaches far. New songs, I'm sure, are going to be released every day because they always said that Prince recorded as often as he could. But the best pieces of sound will always seem fresh when it's attached to the memories that he created while being in this place that we call now. The whereabouts of art after the messenger is gone. It sits in the hearts of those that were inspired. The avenues now made are not faded roses, but colorful beginnings, led by the desires to be just as free as the artist was with their pieces. Multiple paths and endless changes create the strings that which shape the new heart. The songs that which move through the atmosphere act as paintbrushes on the invisible canvases waiting patiently to be put on display. The array an artist is given, then ultimately is put in a place so easy to access, but incredibly difficult to erase. Prince isn't gone, he's turned the page. The view from his writing instrument is that of continuation. And on this day I shall jump to splash around like a child in a tub of discover. Mindfully the moments arrive one by one, to be lived in the present, held in the now, savored for the journey still waiting for the footprints of this day to arrive. Unmasked, I sit writing, never knowing what will fall free, never realizing that whomever is living inside of me has a visual of spring waters and butterflies, and it's my destination to paint them unlike anything else that is alive. So fast time jogs by. At times, I think it's a run. We spin so fast in circles that getting dizzy isn't how we walk straight. But I am grateful, and I am in love with a living God. Now, what did that have to do with losing Prince the day before? I think we learn from those chapters. My mother couldn't say the word death, and if you notice here, I couldn't say it either. What I was looking forward to was the opportunity to step into the avenues of new discovery. We already knew of the songs 1999 and Little Red Corvette and everything else that he released. But what we didn't know was what life was going to be like knowing that all we have now are memories. There wasn't going to be any concerts, and there wasn't going to be anything new in the way of interviews on late night radio shows and or something that we just happened to stumble across on television. We were now a part of the legacy. And it makes me wonder what it is that we're doing in our own personal lives so that somebody can one day come back and look at what you did during your chapters and not look at it as death, but rather a reason to want to grow forward, to want to try out new things, to have the courage of what it's like to be a creative mind, to be able to believe beyond those steps that you took. What is it that you're doing in your chapters of living in the now that allows somebody to see what you have and had and to be able to believe more in where they're growing because of something that you planted in their open fields? It's not that you have to set out to do that. You are not Christopher Columbus looking for America, because he never really found America. But what we do in our everyday world, if we paid closer attention to how we deliver words, how we deliver the projects that we are presented with, how we are able to stand tall during moments of huge storms, if we can stand on the roof during a hurricane and keep our balance, that in itself is every reason for a passerby to say, that right there was strong enough for me to never use the D word. It's a choice. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.